Thank you and good morning. To the north in Oregon, fire crews are containing a wildfire that ignited Tuesday night near Selma that caused the closure of Highway 199, and it currently threatens 200 structures. Named the Gold Canyon Fire, crews spent the night putting together a fire line around the perimeter of the 120-acre blaze. A Level 3 evacuation order has been issued for residents on Reeves Creek Road in Selma, and others in surrounding areas were evacuated to the parking lot of Ray's Food Place. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Meanwhile, crews are continuing to battle the Gap Fire burning in the Klamath National Forest east of Happy Camp. More than 1,100 personnel are out on scene containing the blaze, which has burned close to 10,000 acres in steep and rugged terrain. All evacuation orders in the area have been downgraded to an advisory, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. Fire personnel with the Arcata Fire District responded to a structure fire at the Arcata Mobile Estates on Alliance Road Tuesday afternoon. Battalion Chief Kurt Watkins was the first to arrive on scene as he reported smoke coming from the back of the office building. Multiple engine companies later arrived and the fire was extinguished within minutes. Information gathered at the scene indicated that the fire was ignited by vapors of icy purple alcohol coming into contact with a spark. No injuries were reported and the fire was stopped before any significant damage was done, and the fire damage was estimated at $1,000. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office issued their latest version of Southern Humboldt's Most Wanted list on Tuesday. Posted on the Most Wanted list are Marcus Allen, Jeffrey Delore, Kevin McGuire, Devin Davis, Daniel Nolan, and Aaron Arlotta. All are wanted on charges ranging from unlawful sex with a minor, domestic violence, to narcotic sales. Anyone with information related to the whereabouts of those listed are asked to contact the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office swore in 5 new employees following a swearing-in ceremony that was held on Monday. Tyler James and Tim Jones were sworn in as deputy sheriffs, while Roque Flores and Richard Sanchez were sworn in as correctional deputies. Katrina Gutierrez was also sworn in as a correctional cook. Residents traveling on Highway 101 South are urged to drive cautiously and to expect minor delays as crews wrap up work at the Eureka Slough Bridge this morning. Road crews began work on the bridge on Monday, and the southbound lane will be restricted to one lane from 9 a.m. to 1 in the afternoon. A bill authored by Assemblymember Jim Wood that would expand broadband access for rural areas now awaits a decision at the governor's desk. Assembly Bill 1549 would require Caltrans to inform companies who work on broadband deployment of construction projects that include creating methods suitable for installing broadband conduit. The bill would also require Caltrans to make guidelines to facilitate the installation of broadband conduit on state highway right-of-ways in the 2018 year. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. 2012 was the year Regan Candelario took the position as Fortuna City Manager, and that time is coming to a close as he will take the same position for the City of Novato come October. The Novato City Council chose Candelario as the new City Manager earlier this month, and he took some time on Tuesday morning's talk shop to talk about his time in Fortuna. He mentioned some of the city's environmental accomplishments that happened during his 4 years in the city as some of his proudest moments.
You know, you look at some of the environmental things that we've done in Fortuna over the last 4 years that people probably don't even equate to a, you know, conservative little, you know, town like Fortuna, but being the first to change out our LED lights and all of our street lights, accepting batteries for free and getting them, you know, collected properly and disposed of properly, creating the compost, grade A compost that we do out at our treatment plant. So I think we've done a lot in that respect, and I'm pretty proud of that for Fortuna.
Candelario also talked about his relationship with the community, including volunteers and activist groups, and he said that he learned a lot working with them during his time as city manager.
Fortuna's been a great place, and I've really enjoyed my time there. The people are excellent. There's so many community volunteers and community activists that are, you know, in it for the right thing and very positive for the community. I've enjoyed working with them, gotten a lot out of it.
A native of the San Francisco East Bay area, Candelario is set to officially take over the Novato City Manager position on October 24th. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.